Many times the scriptures use pictures or metaphors to describe the human condition. And one of those terms or one of those objects is a very interesting one, and that is the use of the word ashes in scripture. We find that Abraham at one point says that I am but dust and ashes. And Job, eventually, when he repents near the end of the book, says that I repent in dust and ashes. Ashes seem to be a symbol of the lowliest. You know, when you're ashes, there's nothing left. If you've seen a fire and it burns up in the summer here, you cook out, you do something with your campfire, and all that's left are the leftovers, the ashes. There's nothing left when all you have are ashes. Well, we are called to be people who repent in dust and ashes. Now, we're not going to call you to roll around on the ground this morning and in the dust or in the ashes, but to think of that image, that we are but ashes. But the promise of Scripture is this: He gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Ah, He raises us up out of the ashes, out of the ash heap, and puts our feet on solid ground. So as we pray, as we confess our sins, let's even think of the idea that we are but ashes, we are but nothing in our sin, and confess that before God, because in response to our humbling ourselves before Him, He gives us great beauty. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we come to You this morning, we acknowledge that we are but ashes, that on our own we are rebellious and sinful, and that this day, this week, we have sinned. We have turned our back upon You and upon our fellow brethren. We have been negligent, and we confess our sin. But, O Lord, as we confess our sin and turn away from it, we acknowledge, Lord Jesus, that You are a God of great grace and mercy. We thank You for Your forgiving hand, that through the blood of Christ, we have been given great beauty, that You made Him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. And we thank You for that today, for Your forgiveness in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.